Minnesota High Schools Reject Trump's Title IX Rules Banning Transgender Athletes. By Warner Todd Houston on February 7, 2025. The Minnesota State High School League, MSHSL, has published a statement saying that it will not obey President Donald Trump's updated Title IX rules that forbid transgender athletes from playing in girls' sports. President Trump signed an executive order on Wednesday that bans males who identify as transgender females from competing against girls. He also said schools that refuse to obey the rules risk having their federal funding rescinded. But the MSHSL now says that it will place Minnesota's state discrimination law ahead of federal Title IX rules and will not ban trans athletes from choosing whichever gender they wish to play as, according to Fox 9. The statewide school sports organization insists that its rules are determined by state law, through the Minnesota Human Rights Act and the Minnesota Constitution. The statement adds that the high school organization will continue to review the existing state laws alongside the new presidential executive order and its timeline, processes for states, and requirements that are included. The memo was sent to all Minnesota high schools this week. In Minnesota, participation and eligibility of transgender student athletes is determined by state law, through the Minnesota Human Rights Act and the Minnesota Constitution, the statement reads. The Minnesota State High School League, similar to other youth sports organizations, is subject to state anti-discrimination laws, which prohibit discrimination based on gender identity. Therefore, students in Minnesota are allowed to participate consistent with their gender identity. League member schools have done excellent work in respecting students and their individual situations as they determine their participation and eligibility within interscholastic sports, it continues. The league will continue to review the existing state laws alongside the new presidential executive order and its timeline, processes for states, and requirements that are included. The president said the actions he was taking are long overdue. With this executive order, the war on women's sports is over, Trump said as he signed the order on February 5, and it should have been done long ago. Just in, President Trump signs executive order banning men from competing in women's sports. This is Trump's fourth executive order involving transgender people since taking office. With this executive order, the war on women's sports is over, Trump said, commenting on his pic.twitter.com/msvqfj6sfd. Colin Rugg, at Colin Rugg, February 5, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.